Okay, this is December 16th. Be present or be the present.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Well, as usual, it's so nice to see gods and goddesses in one room. I think it's absolutely wonderful, and I hope that that is finally sinking into your consciousness and that you're able to use that in your life. When things are going bad, you can say to yourself, I'm a god here. I have a kingdom, and I'm going to do something with that kingdom. That's all it's about, you see. And that kingdom is the kingdom of your mind, you see. And you have to control that kingdom. If you don't control the kingdom that's in your mind, it'll take over. It'll get ruined and so forth, you know. So you have to be diligent with that. It's all, this whole teaching is about nothing but controlling your thinking. Watching the movement of your mind. And this month we're talking about being in the present, staying in the moment. When you stay in the moment, your mind can't do all the devious things that it likes to do. You know, your mind takes you down this way and it takes you down that way. It does all kinds of things. But if you stay in the moment and you bring your mind back to this moment, you don't have the problems that other people have. Difficult. We're never taught that. We are never taught that. Last week we... last week we did that small guided meditation to stay in the presence. Did that help anyone? Can you remember last week?
Right.
When we stayed in that, you could bring yourself into the present moment.
Mm-hmm.
You see, most people are living their whole lives not in this moment. And if you're living your whole life not in this moment, you're really not living your life. You're somewhere else all the time. You have to remember to keep your mind and body together and bring your mind into your body whenever you do anything. And I told you last week it's about focus and it's about attention, giving your attention to things. The world wants to take your attention all the time. And this is a fabulous holiday for that because it's completely Madison Avenue, hitting you from every corner, telling you to buy this, do that, you know, happiness is a bottle of Coca-Cola, all this craziness that's going on. And we hear that so much and so often that we start to believe that it's those things. I think it was Eric Butterworth who said, nothing is happening around you. Everything is happening inside of you. And that is what you want to think about. What am I thinking? What is going on? How am I treating myself all the time? When you know that, you're staying in the present moment. You're not letting your mind say, oh, if you'd have done that 10 years ago, look where you'd have been. Well, that's useless thinking. Absolutely useless thinking. You have to stay in this moment. And you have to know that you are all right, right here and right now. Remember, you're whole and complete and perfect all the time. And you have to remind yourself of that. And it's done with your own mind. You can come here and I can talk and talk and talk. But you have to make up your mind to say, oh, now I get it. It's my thoughts that are causing all this anxiety. It's my thoughts that are causing this, that, and the other thing. It's only thoughts doing it all. Nothing on the outside of life is doing anything to you. It's what you're thinking about, what's going on the outside of life that's causing everything. So that's why when they say salvation is now, heaven is right here, right now. If you're thinking those thoughts, you can put yourself in heaven. If you're thinking like many people that it's a dog-eat-dog world, I told you, I think a long time ago, my mother's favorite expression was, live in hope and die in desperation. What a horrible way to go through life. She thought everything was always falling apart all the time. Nothing was right. Life is not right. Life is perfect just the way it is. We try to do something different with life instead of just relaxing into it and let life come to you. And when you do that, when you let life come to you, it will come to you. When you start thinking, oh, I have to do this, 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 and I have to have this, 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 and this, you're pushing life away from you. And that's the world. See, that's that attention. The world wants your attention. It wants to tell you that you're not happy. It wants to tell you that you're stressed. It wants to tell you all these things. Don't listen to that. Set yourself down and say, I am right here, right now. I am one with this thing called God. And when you keep telling yourself that, you will do that. The only way you're ever going to prove God is to become God yourself. That's the only way you're going to do it. And you can do that. And we have that little saying, remember, all that I am is God, but I am not all that God is. You have to start thinking on a higher level, and you have to think on a better level about yourself and about everything else around you, so that you see that it's a wonderful, wonderful world that we live in. And that's, and here again, it's that time of year to watch that movie, It's a Wonderful Life. And it is a wonderful life, but we make it wonderful. Life is just life. That's all, it's just life. Years ago, I took a seminar, and the man said, you know, life sometimes is up and sometimes is down, but life is always all around. The only thing we have to deal with is life, and we change our thinking of what life, you know, what we want, and how we want to see life. Do you, are you warm? I can turn this fan on.
Okay. I'm a little toasty.
You are?
Yeah. I got a sweater on, unfortunately.
Well, I had the air conditioning one earlier today because it was was 80. My thermometer said so. Anyway, oh, Chico, do not do that. When you're stressed out, when you're doing anything, when something's bothering you, it's because you're not in the moment. You're allowing your thoughts to take you someplace else. Instead of bringing yourself back to this moment and say, at the present moment, everything is fine with me. My health is good, this is good, that's good. You know, for the moment. And you take that moment from one moment to the next moment. That's all it's about. That's all life is about. Moving through life. Knowing that you are all right. What are the other things that you should remember, Andy?
That you're worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and that you matter.
And there's absolutely nothing wrong with you. Absolutely nothing wrong with you. You have to tell yourself that daily, because your mind turns on you all the time and wants to tell you something different. You have to train your mind to think the thought that you want to think. And it's learning to train your mind. It's and why we're not taught that from day one or in kindergarten or wherever, I don't know. We certainly didn't get that idea from our family. And I didn't get it from my family. I didn't get it from high school. And I certainly didn't get it from college that we control our thinking. I want you to know that it's your mind doing everything, you know. What did they want us in school and so forth? They just wanted us to be smart, that's all. But look how many smart people there are that are a mess because they cannot control their thinking. They cannot control all that. I have many friends that have tons and tons of money, but they're not happy. They don't know not, they have no idea how to be happy because they let their mind destroy them all, every day, all day long. Instead of reminding yourself, listen, I can take control here. What is it that we want? You know, I mean, it would be nice, I guess, to have tons and tons of money and this and the other. But if you're not happy, the people that I know with tons of money, they're still not happy whether they have the money or they don't have the money. Because they cannot stay present. They have to bring something up from the past. I lived in a family that could remember everything that you did from day one. And if you did something 30 years later, they said, now do you remember that when you did this, 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 to bring you up? They would not allow anything to go by the wayside. You have to allow things to go by the wayside. You have to forgive yourself and forgive everybody and just keep going. But we're not taught that one either. We're never taught how to forgive, are we? You know, we hear that in my family. It's that, well, I may forgive, but I'll never forget. Well, you might as well not forgive. You can't forget if you keep bringing it up. It's just hurting you. It's not hurting anybody else but you. So, staying in the present moment is the thing. Staying in the present moment. You're present right here and right now. Here you are in my home. We're having a class. Are you here at this moment? Or is your mind saying, I forgot to wrap that present. I forgot to send that Christmas card. I must go to the store and get this, that, or the other thing. So you can't let your mind do that to you. Otherwise, you're not here. You're somewhere else. So just bring your mind back. I told you the story about Raymond Charles Parker. He could be talking along in his mind. He could watch his mind go, and he said, "Oh, coming back now," and he just bring his mind right back. And haven't you ever done that? You let your mind float someplace and go. You have to bring it back all the time. And that's a discipline, and that's a habit. And we all need that habit. So anyway, at this time of year, as I said, this is a wonderful time of year because of all the thought atmospheres are starting to change. People are starting to say peace on earth, goodwill towards all men. Now, it may only last a day or so, but we can make it last throughout the year. So during this period is the period to tell yourself, I'm not going to think the way I did last year. This is the time. This is the birth. And that's what this whole thing about the birth of Christ, you know. Christ is a consciousness. It's called a Christ consciousness. And that Christ consciousness is in everyone. So this is the time of year to let that be born or reborn in you, so that you raise your ideas, your thoughts, and so forth, up to a higher level, so that you're not down here in the mud with so many people out there who have not one good thing to say about anything. So, say good things about yourself, say good things about everybody. But know that this can be done. This teaching is a practical teaching. If you practice it, it will work for you. There's nothing that will not work in this teaching because it's up to you, you see. It's up to you to do it. If it's to be, it's up to me. You have to do it. Doesn't matter what other people are doing. Doesn't matter any of that stuff. You have to make up your mind, this is the year. I'm going to change my mind. I'm going to keep it changed. I'm not going to falter. I'm not going to go back into any other routine because we get so used to doing the same thing over and over and over. And we just keep repeating it. And that's not living life either, you see. If you're just repeating the same year that you had last year, that's not fun. You want to make it different. And you can make it different by changing your mind, by changing your thinking, by accepting yourself as the wonderful thing that you truly are. That's all it's about. And we do all this Christ routine, and we do Mary and Joseph and have the manger. We have all these things. Those are just mental helps to use, you see. That's all that is. Because when they started all that stuff, people couldn't read. So it was the first type of propaganda in the world. Christianity was propaganda. All the paintings that they did was propaganda. So there's nothing wrong with that. But now that you have grown past all that, now that you know that you can think for yourself, you can make up your mind about these things. You can make say to yourself, this year I am going to allow all the God qualities that are intrinsic within me come to the forefront. I know that they are there, so why don't I use them? See, we rely. Years ago I had a friend, Betty, and she said to me, Dallas, you know, it's because I was very sarcastic at one point in my life. She said, you know, Dallas, it's very easy to hurt. Why don't you try healing people instead of hurting them? A little more difficult. So sometimes we have to take a different road, a different path that isn't as easy. It was very easy for me to do that my first half of my life, more than, well, I guess I'm also the first half of my life. It was very easy for me to do all that stuff. I was very clever, you know, but I wasn't getting anywhere, nor did I like myself. You know, I could make people laugh, I could do all that stuff, but it wasn't satisfying because I wasn't using the God qualities that are in me. I wasn't using a God consciousness. I wasn't trying to take my mind up to this thing that we call God. I was just down here in the world slinging things at people. And we don't want to do that to ourselves. We can change. I'm a great one. You know, I've changed, so I know everyone can change. Takes a little effort, but it can be done. So make it up your mind in this season to do that for yourself. And regardless, if you said, well, I tried it last year and I failed, or I've been trying to do it and it doesn't work, you just have to keep trying until it works. That's that idea of you have to knock till the door is open. You just keep trying. It has to happen for you. Some people may get it easier or faster or quicker. But who cares? That's them. What are you going to do for yourself? That's what we want to know. So does anyone here have a plan for the new year? What they're going to do? Are you going to get more roles and so forth? Have you thought about that? Have you put that out there in the universe? Have you said, now it's time?
I've been thinking about I read somewhere about, they talk about the difference between like goal setting from ego versus goal setting from your soul.
Right.
And like goal setting from your soul is like really knowing why you want something. So that's something I've been focused on is the why, putting the why into what the things that I'm trying to achieve.
Well, and what are those whys? You know, if you give up the ego and you want something, the desire and so forth, what you are really looking for is, what are you really looking for always?
Peace of mind.
Peace of mind. See, what everyone says, strive for peace of mind and all the rest will be added unto you. That's the idea. Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, which is your mind, and all else will be added unto you. But people go after the object, you see. Don't go after the object. Go after that feeling of peace of mind. Go after that feeling so that you always know when you walk in to the casting agent that you are worthy, deserving, totally of all you matter, and there's nothing wrong with me. When you see a casting agent, sometimes does your mind say, oh, well, I blew that or this, that, the other thing? Yeah. Don't do that to yourself. That's just your mind. You have to tell yourself, I am worthy of this. you see. And this is what I want, and I'm looking for peace of mind, and when I find peace of mind, all this stuff will be in. Because you're going to have all the parts in the world, you can make all the money you see in the world. If you don't have peace of mind, what good is it? You see? So, you're coming along nicely, Andy. So, how about you, Scott? What are you looking for in the beginning of this new year?
More professional acting roles, also. So, had a good start today and this week. Peace of mind.
Chico!
Just peace of mind.
Peace of mind.
He needs peace of mind. I'm taking him to the panel. Yes, seek for peace of mind. It's the same way when we talk about, you know, money and prosperity and all that kind of stuff. You have to remember, money is always a side effect. It's a side effect of your consciousness. Your acting is a side effect of your consciousness. You're not going out to get the job. You're going out to prove to yourself that you are worthy and deserving of that role. You see? So in that takes the ego out of it. See, the all that stuff going to, that you do, you know, is ego food. It's just feeding your ego. And you don't want to feed your ego. You want to withdraw the food from it so it shrivels up and starves to death. And you do that by saying, here's why I'm doing that. This is why I'm doing all these things. You know, I went the other week, last Wednesday, I think, in fact, to see Bette Midler. She was portraying Sue Mingers. Do you know who Sue Mingers was? Sue Mingers was a very famous talent agent here. She had, who did she have? Gene Hackman and Howie McGraw and Steve McQueen. Barbara Streisand's one that made her. Barbara Streisand was one of her people. She painted a horrible picture of the industry, you know. I mean, it was funny and so forth, but it was horrible. You know, the backstabbing and all that kind of stuff. You can make this industry much better than it is by not buying into all that, you know, crap. By going out there and showing them that inner quality that you have. Because those people certainly were not happy and so forth. They had tons of money, but they weren't happy. Now, perhaps Barbara Streisand's happy. I don't know if she's happy or not. But so many people in the industry are doing all those things that you people want to do, but they're not happy. Well, why do you want to do something and not be happy with it? You know? So, and you were always happy teaching, weren't you? That was
absolutely.
Yeah, see? So that's an absolute godsend, and you have to say, thank God, I was so blessed that I found an occupation that fulfilled me, that I enjoyed going to, and so on. How many people do you know that get up and can't go to work in the morning? I mean, they drag themselves in because they hate their job.
Yeah.
We're not here to hate things, and we're certainly not here to hate the work that we're doing. We're here to work and to do things, absolutely, but in a joy-filled way, so that we feel fulfilled all the time.
Yeah, I look forward to going to work every day.
Yeah. See, and that helped a great deal, didn't it?
It did.
Yeah. And you had other teachers there, probably hated to come in, didn't they?
They probably did. Well,
yeah.
I know they did. I know some did.
And see, that's not good for the students. Students can see through that. They can see through all that stuff.
You know how they've had the lottery is like $400 million or some high amount?
Uh-huh.
And I was talking to a friend about that, and actually my brother. And he's like, oh, I wouldn't show up to work. And so I was thinking, well, a lot of people would, because they just enjoy that, you know, they're not there necessarily for the money. They're there because that's what they like to do.
Yes. My brother, I thought, was always very blessed. He wanted to be a florist all his life, and that's what he is, and he's still doing it, and he's going to be 72.
Oh, wow.
And he said to me, I look forward to getting up in the morning and going to work.
Yeah.
A still at 72, he's never bored with going to work because he likes what he's doing. It's creative. It's great for him. That, when you find that type of thing, it's wonderful. And you were in jobs you didn't like, weren't you? Wasn't it difficult to go sometimes?
No,
did you drag yourself there?
I always enjoyed whatever I did.
Oh, well, good. Well, now that's a good attitude, too. Mm-hmm. That's a wonderful attitude. Learn to enjoy what you're doing and learn to enjoy where you're at, you see, and who you're with and all. How many people, oh, I wish I wasn't here. I wish I was with somebody else. Please. You could only be here. You could only be doing what you're doing when your mind wants to tell you that you should be somebody else, someplace else. You can't be someplace else. You have to be where you are. So you might as well look at it. Years ago, a friend gave me, and I had it on my refrigerator for years, and it was, learn to bloom where you're planted. And I love that. Learn to bloom where you're planted. You see? So, this is the thing, and that's all just attitude. That's your attitude and your mind and so forth. Life is boils down to controlling your thinking and boils down to what type of attitude do you have. You know, you have to have a wonderful attitude about things. So this coming year, now that we're almost into it, make that your thing for it. And all those goals and so forth, Andy. I never had a goal in my life, by the way. No, I never did. All those goal-setting things are all from the ego. They're satisfying that part of you, and if you live in that part, all well and good. But they won't bring the satisfaction of peace of mind. And they won't bring that satisfaction that you're doing what you really like to do. How many people I know, oh, I'm going to get that job because it pays a lot of money. You know? Well, that's not the attitude you want. You know, you'll find out what you're good at and money will come to you. It will come somehow, some way. It always comes. So, don't worry about money this coming year. How many people are absolutely worried about money all the time? Ridiculous. You know, who wants to go through life worried about money? It's such a small part of your life. There are so many other things out there. Same. Just friends. Look at that Charlie after 20 years now. He wasn't an artist when I knew him, but he had a lot of problems. Emotional problems. He apparently has gotten all over them if he can do that kind of work, that artwork. I think that's wonderful. So we do grow, is what I'm trying to tell you. We can grow into anything. We can do things. We can become what we want to become, but we have to know that we have these God qualities in us that we can draw from, that we can bring to the forefront, that we can start. And we don't do it because we don't bust into a room and say to somebody, guess what, I'm going to show you all my God qualities, because we're afraid that somebody's going to laugh us out of the room. They're going to laugh us out of the room. Now, I have another thing to tell you, two things this week. Some relative of ours died. My cousin keeps me up with all this. He always sends me the obituaries and so forth. I didn't even know this woman. Her last name was McGuire. But the obituary read, she died just in time to spend Christmas with her husband in heaven.
Wow.
Did you ever in your life? Now, that's their belief. And if that's
they
their...
Well.
But they meant well. I just got hysterical laughing, you know. It was funny. Then I remembered when I was at college in Kansas, there was this florist. You know when they used to make these big funeral sprays and so forth? It had a little plastic princess phone in the wreath, right? And it said, Jesus called.
They meant well.
They meant well. You have to look at it, and it means well, and I'm not putting those people down in any way. It's just a funny way.
Mm-hmm.
We don't look at it that way. I'm not saying that you're not going to, because there's an absolute theory out there that people that are connected soul-wise in this lifetime will always be connected throughout eternity. Once you're connected, you're always connected, you see. So you have to know those, that you're always going to run into those people. Now, why are they going to look alike? Are they going to do, are you going to, I don't know any of that kind of stuff, you see. I don't know that. It's a nice idea, I suppose, if you think. But, oh, and the other reason why I got to laughing is because, has anyone ever thought that they're having Christmas in heaven? They're celebrating Christmas in heaven.
Never thought about
that. I never saw that before. Oh, well, that's a new one. They're celebrating Christmas also. But anyway, she's with her husband for Christmas in heaven. So
celebrating
Christmas with her husband in heaven. Funny. But all those things don't matter. What matters is what you are thinking. What you are thinking about yourself. Are you always holding yourself in the highest of esteem? You see, you're the one who has to do that. Don't let your mind tell you differently. Don't let your mind tell you differently. I told you that story. I was watching that thing called The Librarian, and he said something derogatory about himself. And the woman that was with him slapped him in the face, and she said, "No one can say anything bad about the librarian, not even you." And that's what you have. Don't say bad things about yourself. And we're never taught that either, are we? We're taught that we're better people if we keep picking on ourselves all the time. You'll make something out of yourself if you pick on yourself. Well, no, that's an absolutely ridiculous thing. That's absolutely ridiculous. Do not do it. Do not do it. So during this period, learn to stay in the present. Learn to control your thinking. And you'll find that your life, it will be much better. It was Jesus who said, "Worry won't add a cubit to you." And so many people are in the worry habit. They're worrying about this going on, that going on. There's nothing you can do about that. Nothing you can do about that. What you have to do is divorce yourself from this world. You have to overcome the world. And when people walk up and say, "Isn't this awful? I have a cousin, Joni, who sends me every bad thing in the world over the internet." And I said to her, "Most of them I don't read. I just delete them." I said, "Joni, I'm so glad I don't live in your universe. Because I don't even see that stuff she drags. I don't see any of that stuff. You know, she sees all the bad, and that's training. That's absolute training. You can train yourself to see the good, or you can train yourself to see the bad. Learn to train yourself to see the good in life and see the good in you. That is what this journey is all about. Learning to love yourself. You don't have to love God. God doesn't need your love. You need the love of yourself. So learn to love yourself. See yourself the way you want to be. See those God qualities. You know what these God qualities are. So bring them to the forefront. You know, compassion and sympathy and all those, forgiveness, all, and love, for goodness sakes, all those are God qualities. So learn to love everything. And when you learn to love, just keep learning to love, the whole world changes. You change, everything changes. Love is a power, by the way. It is a force, and it will take everything else away from itself, from you. Love. If you just keep loving yourself and loving everything around you, you'll see all the difference in the world. All the difference. So this is the time of year to do those things for yourself. This is the first of the year is coming and Christmas is coming. And the whole idea of Christmas is the idea of a Christ consciousness being born in you. A Christ consciousness being born in you. Many people think that Jesus' last name was Christ. Jesus' last name was not Christ. That's a consciousness that he had. He was Christed. And that's a Christ consciousness. And anyone can obtain a Christ consciousness if you work on it. And if you work on it diligently. But every day, just a little at a time. You don't have to put yourself in a cell and beat yourself up and so forth to obtain that. You have to look around and see all the beauty and so forth. And it is, isn't it beautiful? I thought today was absolutely gorgeous. You know, so you just have to do it for yourself. So with that, since it's going to be the last class, well, I see you down there. Does anyone have any questions about any of this? About staying in the present? About what Christmas is all about? Do you have any questions about anything? Scott?
No.
Well, you've changed, haven't you, since Andy brought you here a couple years ago. How many years now? But have you seen the change in yourself?
3 years. Definitely, I brought it up before. My mind, I've changed my mind with, you know, the good things are going to be coming instead of the other shoe's always going to drop kind of attitude, which I've had for years and years and years. But I also like the idea that years ago, when I first came, we were talking about, I guess, you know, living, creating your own reality, and reality, you know, what is reality, and all that, and why not choose to create the reality that we want, you know.
And now do you realize that you can create that reality?
Yeah, I do every day.
Good.
Create that reality. But at first it was actually pretty tough because it, I would say that to myself, but then one day I kind of believed it. And then it was like a weird kind of a sense of nothing's real. Everything is, you know, everything that I'm believing. But then I kind of fall back into my own thinking and then have to get back.
But you should be able to do it because you're an actor and you have to realize that you're watching a movie.
Right.
So if you don't like the movie that you're watching, you can change the movie. You have to know that you're the writer, the producer, the star of your own movie. And you're doing it. So if what you're looking at is what doesn't match what you want, you have to change your thinking. That's the idea of the outside world grabbing your attention. And it tells you this is real.
Right.
And then you start to believe that that's real. Instead of saying, that's not real, that's not what I want, here's what I want, and then start thinking. Then you will be able to change your reality. You see. So when we talk about all, we're always talking about reality. Well, that's, everyone has a different idea of what reality is. And everybody's reality is different. But the thing that you want to remember is the difference between facts and truth. And most of the things that we learn are only facts. They're not truthful whatsoever. They change constantly. Truth is the only thing that remains the same. You cannot change truth. What is truth?
Good question.
Pardon?
Good question.
Yeah, well, you know what truth is?
No.
Well, truth is the idea that there absolutely is some power in the universe, a power for good, a power that you can use to bring into your life what you want, a power that you can use to create the reality that you want. That's truth. You can say, this power is God. You can say anything, but that's truth. facts will tell you that you can't do this, 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 and this, and this. I mean, facts, there's tons of facts. And they're all made up, you know. But truth is always remains the same. Every fact changes. In your lifetime, you had many facts that you used to believe, and you no longer believe them, because facts change. But truth remains the same. Truth remains the same. It was, everyone believed, for, and it was a fact, that the world was flat. And we even won for, what, thousands of years with that idea. And then one day, that fact went away. And that's what you know, with all this stuff. The same way, I'll tell you another. When anyone tells you, especially a doctor, something, oh, that's incurable. That is a fact that he's doing. And it's an absolute lie. What he's saying is, at the present moment, we don't have the knowledge to cure that. But they can cure it. Look at all the things they've already cured. You're saying? But they always want to say, it's incurable. Don't let people do that to you. Look at them and say, oh, well, they're not living in your universe. See? You can learn to create your own reality. You can do that. Your life has changed immensely, hasn't it? Things are coming into your life. Yes.
I'm very happy.
Yeah. Wasn't that wonderful, Lisa, to find a happy person?
Mm-hmm.
No, there are so many people that aren't happy. And why do they want to live? That's why they go to all these doctors for pills, you know, to make themselves happy. I don't know how the world gets along if everyone's taking a happy pill all the time. Where's the truth behind anything? You see?
When someone asks you about the truth, wouldn't you, or can't, isn't cause and effect the truth?
That is a truth,
it's
yes.
It's a scientific fact. Right.
Yes. Yes. There's a lot of cause and effect.
Okay.
Yes. And that's a law that we call the law of cause and effect. And this thing that we call God has to use the law of cause and effect. Because it's there. That just keeps running all the time. So, what you think about, you bring about. So think good thoughts. Yes, remember, I think it was last week, I told you, only allow thoughts that heal you and bless you and prosper you to come into your life. And when the other ones come into your life, know that it's your ego that's causing that. Ego is fear-based, and ego will tell you that there's a lack of this, that, and the other thing. Especially, the ego likes to tell you there's a lack of money, you're going to run out of money. You cannot run out of money. You know. You cannot do it. Not if you know the truth. And the truth is that money is always freely circulating in your life, and you always have a divine surplus. And you have to know that. The fact at the present moment may be that your bank account is low. But the truth is, money is always circulating. Always circulating. Because we live in an abundant universe. And then you have to do that, and then you have to say, and I'm worthy of this, I'm deserving of this, and this thing that we call God wants me to have this. God doesn't want poor people running around. Do you think that, you know, when they, oh my God. It's incredible that people think, oh, well, we have to have poor people. We don't have to have poor people. Everyone can be rich, you know. There's plenty here, plenty of everything. So think of those things for this coming year, about your own life, about your own self, and see what you can. If you want to change something, now is a perfect time to do that, because, as I said before, this is the time of year when the angels actually are bending near the earth. What does that mean? That means a thought atmosphere. And it's much better at this time of year to do anything than at other times of the year. So you might as well join with that thought atmosphere. and let it carry you. Let it carry you in that to the new year. So you can do it. There is nothing impossible. Nothing is impossible. With God, all things are possible. And it's wonderful. And so are you, and so am I. And there ends the lesson. Thank you.